Test, test. Hello. This is Avery, aka Birdie, as everyone calls me. Today is the shortest day of the year, apparently. Just a sad time in general. Everyone's still grappling with the assassination and all. The fall of Camelot, they say. Everything just seems off. I found this gift sitting on my bed when I got home. Oh, I ripped it open, not even thinking that it could be a Christmas gift. Oops. Well, turns out it's a tape recorder. So I had to try it. I've been hinting around for one ever since they came out. They're so much smaller now, with the cassettes. It's amazing. I don't know where it came from. Probably Carol. Maybe it's an early Christmas gift. I'll have to ask her when she gets home. Anyways, I've been meaning to keep a journal to practice my creative writing. But I hate writing. I hate it so much. I try to write. I really do. And I want to be good at it. I try to write profound, meaningful things. I have so many stories in my head. But trying to find the right words to paint a picture, I'd rather just paint an actual picture. Seeing a blank sheet of paper is terrifying, and I always choke. So I figure I can just talk and have a recorded journal. I don't worry so much about the words. My unscripted, messy drafts that I can maybe edit into paper later. If I end up saying anything profound at all. It would be amazing, though, if this could take my words and write them out for me, like through a typewriter or something. Sounds like some high-tech gadget from a sci-fi movie. Like Forbidden Planet. That's a good one. But, okay. What to journal about? Something creative. Oh, well, I know. Last night, I had the strangest dream. I was in some sort of cave. It was dark and cold, and I could hear the water dripping, you know, usual cave things. I felt scared. I felt completely alone. I remember just reaching out, trying to grab onto something, maybe something that could guide me out of the cave. But as I reached, I couldn't feel anything. No rocks, walls, stalactites, mites, just nothing. Nothing at all. Until I fell. Ugh, I hate falling dreams. I feel like they last forever, too. And it's the worst feeling. Like, you can literally, physically feel it. But, like all my falling dreams, I landed softly, and I was perfectly fine. I ended up landing in a green field where there were mountains all around. One side there was this forest, and on the other side there was an ocean or a lake or something, just some sort of water. Such a strange setting now that I think about it. It seemed primeval, like maybe what Earth might have looked like before humans. The sun was out, kind of like twilight, but with thousands of stars in the sky. They were so bright and so beautiful. I could have stayed there the whole time. I wish it would have been a flying dream at that point because, to float around and fly and see everything, that would have been amazing. The next thing that happened is hard to explain because what I saw was different than what I felt. hard to describe. God, I wish I was better with words. Anyways, I was laying on my back in the grass, staring up at the sky, when I heard footsteps approach me. Loud, heavy footsteps, shuffling in the grass. I didn't move. I was frozen. I was scared. Initially, because it sounded big. Finally, the mystery revealed itself. It was a giant mammoth, and it stood over me. I remember going to a museum once and seeing a display on mammoths. The one in my dream looked like the model at the museum, except for its hair, or wool, rather. In my dream, the mammoth had long, shiny, multicolored hair, like iridescent. Is that the word? Once I saw it, though, I wasn't scared. It could have easily smashed me, but I wasn't scared. Its trunk sniffed around my head and kind of tousled my hair a bit. It looked me in the eyes. It had the most ghostly eyes, like opals. This is where it is hard to describe because it didn't feel like I was in the presence of an ancient animal. It had a human quality to it, like we could almost communicate and understand each other. It reached around with its trunk to its back and pulled a long strand of hair out and placed it in my hands. Then it just walked away. After that, I just sat up and started examining the hair. I stretched it out, moved it around in the light. The colors changed as I turned it. Went through all the colors of the rainbow, red all the way to violet. It was soft and strong. I tried to pull it apart, but it didn't tear. Then all of a sudden, like in most dreams, my surroundings changed. I was in a small cafe of sorts. The doorbell was ringing with customers coming in and out. It was very busy. It's like I could hear how busy it was, all the chatter and clinking silverware, but I didn't see anyone. I just remember staring out the window, dumbfounded. Saturn was in the sky. I could clearly see all of its rings, like where the moon should be, there was the planet Saturn, and it was so close too. Everything in the cafe like glowed an eerie green and had a shine to it, kind of like the mammoth hair. Oh, to fly in that emerald sky. Last thing I remember was someone's hand on my shoulder coming from behind me, and it spoke to me in a deep, almost robotic voice. And all it said was, "Welcome." After that, I woke up.
Carol? Is that you?
Yeah, what's up, Birdie?
Can you come in here real quick?
Yeah, sure. Give me a second.
How was the roller rink?
Another day, but, you know.
Did you get me something?
Get you something?
Yeah, like an early Christmas gift.
Oh.
There was something on my bed.
Did it have a letter with it? Did you just open it?
Yeah, I didn't even look.
What was in it?
This? Tape recorder?
Oh, far out.
I know.
No notes?
This isn't from you?
No. I can afford
that.
Well,
let me check. I still have the wrapping. It says to Birdie from Ray's.
Raz?
I don't know who that is.
That sounds like someone you would hang out with, not me.
Well, I don't know a Raz.
I can't help you, little sis.
Okay, well, I gotta stop recording. I'm just gonna be wasting all this